Good night, everybody.
Happy Monday, coming to you from the heart of America. That would be the deep red state of Tennessee on rumble.com/LFA TV. Welcome to Ungoverned on Monday, the 22nd day of April. Cannot believe we are this far along in the month of April already. That is insane. That is just absolutely insane. But we are here. We are ready to go. And we are watching history repeat itself on college campuses, specifically the Poison Ivy League campuses all across this country. And unfortunately, you know, this isn't the show that I wanted to do today. Not at all. But because this is what we're watching, because this is what we are seeing all across the country, this is the show that we're going to have to do today. And I was watching, you know, Fox and a couple of other networks all day long with these protests that have erupted all throughout New York City. And you're seeing it in places now like Yale. You know, the Poison Ivy League. I was told, you know, how many times do you have the liberals come around? Well, you Trump supporters are uneducated. All right, they talk about they flaunt their degrees from Harvard, right? They flaunt their degrees from these Ivy League schools. You Trump supporters are uneducated. And all the time with that crap. Well, you know what? I'd rather be quote-unquote uneducated than be being taught whatever they're teaching on those Poison Ivy League campuses that are getting these students to react this way to Jewish people. Now, before anyone starts their crap, because I've already seen a few people on Twitter, well, you know, the Jews are in the, you know, they own the media, they own the banking system, and the Rothschilds just started Israel. Well, no, the Rothschilds didn't start Israel. I'm pretty sure the Rothschilds, they weren't around 5,000 years ago, were they? So when I talk about the Jews, Jewish people, are there bad Jews out there? Yeah. And Jerry Nadler, by the way, is one of them. Okay? Are there good Jews? Yes. If you're paying attention, you want to blame everything on Jewish people. Yes, there are good Jews too. Should a group of people be persecuted based on their religious beliefs? No. Not in this country. No, they should not be persecuted. They should not be attacked. They should not be assaulted. They should not be denied entry to their college. Again, you want to talk about how uneducated the right-wing Trump support, and you're now not letting Jewish students get an education. Now, this is not a defense of Bibi Netanyahu or the Israeli government. I don't like government anywhere. I think government should be very, very small in every country. This has to do with a group of people coming under attack in this country and other countries around the world, but this country is what we're going to talk about today, coming under attack simply for being who they are. If I was talking about gays are being attacked in the United States for being gay, it would be all over MSNBC and CNN. If I were talking about blacks are being attacked in this country simply for being black. Matter of fact, we hear that police kill blacks for being black, which isn't true. All over MSNBC, CNN, NPR, etc. If we were to talk about women, Muslims, immigrants, hell, they've even defended illegals. Trump is calling them animals. It'd be all over the place. But when it's Jewish people, no. That's the end. But the left will have no problem. None whatsoever. Referring to Trump supporters, people who wear the MAGA hat, referring to them as Nazis. So this show today, there's a little bit of, I'm a little angry. I'm a little edgy. I'm a little pissed off that I even have to do this show. And I am going to try very, very hard today to not utter a curse. But it's going to be hard. I'm so upset that I even have to do this show. Because of the dipsticks on the left, right, that want to say, oh, well, you guys are very fine people. Donald Trump talked about the neo-Nazis. Remember all this, all of it. And we are watching 1938 Germany repeat itself on Ivy League campuses here today. Ladies and gentlemen, if you were ever going to go a little overboard on sharing the show, today's is the one to share it. And I don't want to reach people who think like us. That's not me. Not today. I want you to find a Jewish friend today. And I want you to share this with them. Because I can guarantee, unless that Jewish friend votes conservative, I don't want to reach conservatives today. Not that I don't love having you as an audience. I do. I want today's show outside of our immediate audience here to ripple out into audiences that are not going to see and hear what you are going to see and hear over the next 50 minutes. This is very important. There is a group of voters in this country. Some of the people who belong to this group of voters are terrified of Trump supporters because they have heard that Trump supporters like Nazis. It is not true. And when I show you who are behaving, what group it is that is behaving like actual Nazis today, the left will never again be allowed to call any of us a Nazi sympathizer, a neo-Nazi, a white nationalist. They won't be able to say any of an anti-Semite. They won't be able to say any of that ever again. This show is your ammunition to take to the left when they come out. Well, Trump called neo-Nazis. Oh, no. Ilhan Omar defended neo-Nazis. AOC defended neo-Nazis. The Democrat Party sympathized with these anti-Semitic, pro-terror, pro-Hamas, and I use those words intentionally, protesters, if you want to call them that. It's the left, all of them on the left, who are running and covering for these people. You know me. I am a huge fan of the peaceful protest. I love the Bill of Rights. I love the First Amendment. I love free speech, which is why I love that these people are showing us who they actually are. If you are the Jewish friend, and you can tell them to go to the 10-minute mark, 10:50-minute mark, if you are the Jewish friend of the person who shared this with you, I am going to get upset. And I want you to get upset. Because this, what I am about to show you over the next 50 minutes or so, this is stuff that we never thought we would see take place in the United States of America. And it's not just taking place on some city block somewhere. It's taking place on Ivy League college campuses. That's why we refer to them as the Poison Ivy League. I don't want to waste any more time. I have a lot of video to get to. I got a lot of thoughts to get out. I don't want to waste any more time telling you what we're going to talk about. It's fairly evident what we're going to talk about today. So, share this out to your friends. If they're not going to watch it live, that's okay. If you have to share this out to one of your Jewish friends, you know, they vote Democrat, they're iffy on Trump, they're like, oh, Biden's the guy. Oh, no, I got a clip of him too. We're going to change a lot of minds today. Well, I can only do that with your help. This show is going to change a lot of minds today. and it is going to completely undercut the argument from the left that Trump supporters, conservatives, MAGA Republicans, MAGA supporters, whatever you want to call yourself, that we're some sort of new age Nazi Third Reich. No. Not after what I show you today. Before we get to all that, I want to get to a word from our friends at Switch2USA.com. Take a look at this quick video from Switch2USA.com.
We all want to make a difference in our country and make change, but we don't all have the ability to do so. A lot of people are busy. They can't join school boards. They can't get on borough council, but they can change where they shop. And it's just shopping, it's that simple.
We're gonna link arms and we're gonna shop right here at this American factory. They make the products and they're all natural and they're good for us and they're affordable. Everything's made here in the USA.
That is switch2usa.com, switch2usa.com. And you see it up on your screen right now. Folks, we've been talking about how the world is going crazy with supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, and sky-high gas prices. We all know how the big box stores were allowed to stay open the whole time. Well, so many little guys, small business owners, and regular people were forced to close. You know, the wealthiest on the planet became better off. While mom and pop suffered, the question is, what are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? Well, you can vote with your dollars. That's how you make a difference. This is a call to action. Switch away from the big box conglomerates and shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer. Excuse me. Made in America manufacturer. For all your monthly consumables, toothpaste, shaving cream, laundry detergent, shampoo, healthy snacks, and now grass-fed beef, all delivered right to your door. It's time to switch away from made in China and switch to made in the USA. It is one of the best ways to get around the crazy inflation. Shop with a family-owned company that puts their customers first rather than shareholders and corporate executives. Join the parallel economy that has been formed. Join the massive sweep that is happening through Patriot Nation, and decide today that you want to be a part of the movement to cut off their cash flow. Sign up. My friend Maria will give you a call back to enroll you, and then you can start shopping at this privately owned mom and pop. That is switch2usa.com. 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 Thank you very much to switch2usa.com. If my freaking thing would work, there we go. We are moving right along. Next up is the LFA TV store, where you can get, you won't look as good as me in it, though. You will not look as good as me in it. In this, MK Malibu says, let's get TikTok out of the U.S. I respectfully disagree. I think bans are bad, but there's another show for that. We could talk about that another day, maybe. LFATV.us, the LFA TV website, and the LFA TV store located at the LFA TV website, where you can get the flannel that I'm wearing today. You won't look as good as I do, but that is all right. Nobody is going to ask you to do the impossible. I am the king of flannels. Everybody knows that.
You are.
This is the LFA TV store. Lots of really great stuff on there. Brendan's been going for walks. We got the tote bags now. We're using those all the time. I got the flannels. We told you a little secret about one of the flannels on Locals. That was pretty funny. LFATV.us. Click on the store tab. Also, check out the $10 overstock list at the LFA TV store, LFATV.us. Or you can click on the store tab by going to LFATV.us. Click on the store tab. Or you can go directly there by going to jeremyherald.com/store. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to destroy the left's arguments here. One by one. Here we go. I want to show you a picture. Actually, shout out to the Nun Report, who posted this in one of my Twitter feeds this afternoon. And he posted the top portion of it. I put the bottom portion of it in here. This is a picture of 1938 Germany, University of Vienna, of the Nazis standing human chain, keeping Jewish students and Jewish people from walking into the building. And below that, you see 2024 Columbia University with this pro-Palestine protest, all conveniently with the same freaking sign. Where do you think those came from? Keeping Jewish students from entering the building. You say, oh no, it's a peaceful protest. They weren't keeping Jewish people from entering. Don't worry. As you know, if you're new to the show, this is the rule. We have receipts. Okay? They did keep Jewish people from entering. They were not peaceful. The things that they were saying were not kind. This is not tolerance. This is not love. This is terrorism, folks. Anti-Semitism at the very best. Terrorism at its very worst. This is what we're seeing here. If you did this to a trans person trying to earn their education, you'd probably be in jail for a hate crime. Are you shaming this person because of who they are? They should be allowed to be trans, but you shouldn't be allowed to be Jewish? Come on, folks. Do you see the double standard? And I know Jews take this very seriously, and they should. But it is time for the generational Jewish American voter who for a long time has voted Democrat to watch what I'm going to show you and stop doing that, because voting Democrat breeds this insanity. DEI. They teach us about how, you know, the United States was built on stolen land. They stole it from the Native Americans. They stole it from slaves. 4th of July. We can't get through a 4th of July. Well, I'm not celebrating the 4th of July because it's on stolen land. They're using the exact same rhetoric to talk about Israel, ladies and gentlemen, that it's somehow really Palestine, because of one map that was floating around for a while. Palestine is as real as Hogwarts, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to talk about Palestine should be free, then, oh, you know what? I'm going to get on the sidewalk and start protesting the free Harry Potter too. I'm not saying the Palestinian heritage isn't real, but the nation, the actual state on a map is fake. It's not real. And if it is a real place and you could find a map where it's an actual state, not that British one that says Palestinian mandate, it's certainly not as old as the maps from 5,000 years ago that date back to biblical times where Israel existed before there even was a term called Palestine. They were called Philistines for a very long time. Now, 1938, University of Vienna. You see these guys, the Nazis were holding arms in a human chain to keep Jews from accessing the building. That was happening in New York City as well. At Columbia University. First is this story about a Jewish professor. Professor, he works there. Was not allowed into the building. Here's the video.
Media in. Is the university keeping the media out? This is the CEO of the university. Are we not letting the media in?
What?
My card has been deactivated? Yeah. Why?
Can you back up, please?
Uh-huh.
Wait. Everybody, my card has been deactivated. This is Cass Holloway, the COO. This is Gerald Lewis. They were in the meeting where I asked them if Hamas is a terror organization, and they couldn't say that it is a terrorist organization. Why? I'm a professor. Why can't I?
Shy,
No. Speak out loud so the media can hear.
Shy, we are willing to take you to the math lawn.
No, I am a professor here.
We are alumnus. We have a
right. Whoa. Everybody quiet. I am a professor here. I have every right to be everywhere on campus. You cannot let people that support Hamas on campus and me, a professor, not go on campus. Let me in now.
Let us in.
No.
Let's
are you not letting a professor go on?
This is freaking insane. This is insane. Well, we're willing to take you. You're going to compromise? That guy works there. His card was deactivated? Is this... So let's go back to that picture. This is why, folks, I told you, sometimes I just say, please share it because it's part of my, you know, I just say that. I'm telling you, this is going to change minds today. This show is going to change minds today. Let's look at this again. Now, they weren't holding hands in the human chain, but they sure as hell weren't letting that Jewish professor on campus. Where's the difference? What's the difference? This is insane. What happened to never again? Well, Sean, it's not the Holocaust. Not yet. Remember the guy who we played last week? Mark Bar America. Mark Bar Israel. Remember that guy in Chicago? This guy.
So I'm going to teach you a chant in Persian that you can use if you ever encounter those Zionist freaks, whether they be Iranian or whatever. All right? Now, I don't drink margaritas, but we all know what a margarita is. We all know what a bar is. So you're going to say, Marg Bar.
Marg Bar.
Marg Bar Israel.
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 Thank you.
What does that mean?
Oh, so it has two meanings, depending on the answer. It can mean death to or down with. So,
can we get a Marg Bar
America? We can get a Marg Bar
America.
Yes, we can.
Marg Bar America!
Marg Bar America!
Okay. That's the first death to America today, by the way. Marg Bar America. Oh, it depends on who's asking. You know, if it's the media asking, obviously it's down with. But if it's your friends and you can trust them, oh, it's death to. Death to America. Death to Israel. That guy, by the way, who is leading the chants, happens to be a journalist for an Iranian press outlet who once wrote that one of his goals was the extinction of the Zionists. Extinction. You think those were Trump supporters in that room chanting death to America? I have been to thousands of Trump-related events, whether it's a Trump rally or it's a protest with MAGA people all around me. Not once have I heard the term death to America. Not once. But in that room, you had a bunch of mask-wearing liberal freaks, liberals, folks, progressives, the people who are driving the Democrat Party, chanting death to America. In Persian, by the way. Nice. Very nice. Let's go back to Colombia. Remember I told you 1938 Germany, University of Vienna, Nazi Germany, right? This picture, we're going to keep putting it up today to prove a point. Nazis not allowing Jews to enter the building. Okay. Let me go to this next clip here. This is worse than the Jewish professor, by the way, because of the things that are being said. Again, this is insane. It's not easy to watch, but you have to watch it. And you have to understand, this is the enemy. These are the people that we are up against. These are the people that are calling us white nationalists, calling us Nazis, calling us anti-Semites. Look at this. This is the stuff they are encouraging. Take a look. They're saying go back to Poland, by the way, to Jewish students. Keep watching.
Go back to Poland.
There's 400 guys in white.
Get the hell out of here. Go back to Poland. Keep walking.
Yeah, get the hell out of here, huh? Go back to Poland, huh? If that guy was wearing a MAGA hat, he'd be famous. But he's wearing a mask. And he's holding a pro-Palestinian, he's holding the Palestinian flag. So of course we don't know who he is. Of course the FBI is not going to go after him for a hate crime. No, of course not. Of course not. By the way, we're talking about Columbia, we're talking about Yale. Turns out MIT is also joining in these protests. If you want to call them protests. Across the country. I thought never again. What am I missing here, folks? Am I missing something? But Israel has Teva Pharmaceuticals. I know about Teva Pharmaceuticals. I say I don't trust them. I say I don't want to send foreign aid, all this money out to other countries. I'm already, folks, I'm with you on that. But those people aren't those people. that were right there getting told to go back to Poland. That's not the Rothschilds. That's not the Teva Pharmaceuticals. It's not Netanyahu's cabinet. Those are people like you and like me. They don't deserve that. Just like, you know, praying grandma doesn't deserve to go to jail for praying in the Capitol on January 6th. Those people don't deserve to be harassed. That professor deserves to go to his job. Here's the next one. And this may shock you. This may not. I don't know. This to me is probably the most disgusting one. Again, this is the left. To the Jewish friends that my amazing audience have shared this with. These are the people that you have been voting for. This is indirectly. It's not your fault. You didn't do it on purpose, but this is what you have been voting for. This is a result of that left wing. You've heard about DEI. You've heard about the woke indoctrination. The reason why these students are behaving this way is because they have been taught to think like this and taught to do this. And it is because Democrats have infiltrated education in this country. And by continuing to vote them into places of power, this is only going to get worse. It's not just going to stop at nasty words. Take a look.
Keep it moving, you Zionist bitch. Keep it moving, you Zionist bitch.
We are Hamas. Long live Hamas. Now, I was told by CNN, NPR, MSNBC, you cannot say that all Palestinians are Hamas. She said, we are all Hamas pig. So I didn't say it anymore. She said it. And by the way, for those of you who want to go, what the history says about Palestine, who voted Hamas into power? Who was it? House Slytherin? No. The Palestinians voted Hamas into power. The Palestinians, you know, the Palestinians of Palestine voted for those actual pigs. That guy walking around with the Israel flag wrapped around his neck isn't a pig. He's just proud that he's Jewish. Again, if that was a trans person with the trans flag and that person said that, it would be game over. All over the internet, hate crime, this is happening in our city, and that's a Trump supporter. You know it. But because the dude was Jewish, not a problem. That is the left. That is the left, folks. That is the Democrat Party. That is what is driving the Democrat Party. That is who is at the wheel of the Democrat Party. That is who is making the decisions for the Democrat Party. That is who has hijacked, and I use that word, intentionally, the Democrat Party. Now, speaking of the Democrat Party, we're going to get to them in just a second. I'm going to allow you all to share this one more time. We're going to get to a word from our friends over at InsurityFinancialServices.com. And then we're going to get to actual Democrats defending what you just saw. Because we're all going to tie the whole thing. The whole thing's going to be tied together today, folks. It's going to be like going to court. You want an unbiased jury? You're going to get the best case possible as to why the left is a bunch of anti-Semitic Nazis. They have successfully now revived the Third Reich. Successfully. I don't take pride in saying that. I'm not excited that that is happening. It is an I told you so moment. First, a word from our friends over at insurityfinancialservices.com. If you can please hit the thumbs up button and share this with your friends, we'd greatly appreciate this. Of course, your Jewish Democrat voting friends, they need to see this. They need to change their mind. Insurity Financial Services, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to go to www.insurityfinancialservices.com to schedule your personal life insurance consultation today. With life insurance, your health buys the policy, your dollars pay the premium. So call or schedule right now. Get peace of mind. It's, folks, you can't put a price tag on peace of mind. Before you rest in peace with personalized life insurance for every stage, every need, and every situation, ladies and gentlemen. That is InsurityFinancialServices.com. 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 Schedule your life insurance consultation today. Take advantage of everything they have to offer over at the website, InsurityFinancialServices.com. And I'm looking for it right now. If you have a hard time remembering how to spell it, QR code is on your screen right there. You can pause the show if you're watching on rumble.com/LFA TV. And you can scan the QR code that is right over here, InsurityFinancialServices.com. We thank you for being a part of the show. Folks, hit the like button. Make sure that you're sharing this out in your texts, in your social media posts, and your direct messages to any Jewish friends you may have who you know have voted Democrat. Let them know what they're actually voting for. That first half of the show was very heavy. The second half of the show is going to be very heavy as well. We're going to start off with some people did something. Ilhan Omar. You know, her daughter got arrested. She claims now she's homeless. I'm sorry, is your mom a congresswoman? I'm homeless. I'm hungry. Well, eat. Your mom's got plenty of money. She's bringing it in from Hamas and all of her other Somali friends. She's got plenty of money. Ilhan Omar defends, not condemns, defends the Gaza camp radicals at Columbia University. And this quote from Ilhan Omar is just amazing. Throughout history, protests were co-opted and made to look bad so police and public leaders would shut them down. Oh, you mean like January 6th? Every time there's a MAGA protest, you, AOC, Cori Bush, your bald-headed friend, Ayanna Pressley, you know, all you, Jamal, I pulled that fire alarm. I don't want to go vote. I ain't voting. I'm going to the door. Even though he went through the wrong door. Jamal Bowman, right? Obstructing an official proceeding. Every time there's a MAGA protest, oh, there come the Nazis, the white nationalists, and there were gallows at January 6th. Yeah, they were constructed probably by somebody tied to the FBI. Oh, there was a, you know, there were people screaming, hang Mike Pence. All right, you probably shouldn't be saying that, but that's not all these MAGA rallies. Every time there's a MAGA rally, white nationalist gathering. Oh, you know, it's Christian nationalism. It's racism all over the place, homophobia. Yeah, so you're talking about making protests look bad so the police and public leaders shut them down. Meanwhile, you've done exactly that with January 6th and with MAGA rallies. But there's Ilhan Omar, though. There she is, defending this. Defending this. Her full quote, by the way. Her full quote, Jar Jar Binks. It was a tweet. Throughout history, protests were co-opted and made to look bad so police and public leaders would shut them down. That's what we're seeing now at Columbia University. The Columbia protesters have made clear their demands and want their school not to be complacent in the ongoing genocide in Gaza. We'll get to who's committing the genocide in Gaza too, by the way, because again, receipts. Public officials and media making this about anything else are inflaming the situation and need to bring calmness and sanity back. Well, why don't you tell the people who are screaming long live Hamas on the streets of New York City, why don't you tell them to calm down? Here's also what Ilhan Omar defended. Actually, we're going to get to AOC's comments first. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's comments first. Take a look at this. This was from an event where she was with Biden today. Take a look at this one.
It is especially important that we remember the power of young people shaping this country today, of all days, as we once again witness the leadership of those peaceful student-led protests on campuses like Columbia, Yale, Berkeley, and many others.
Peaceful. I'm sorry, was this peaceful?
Keep it moving, you Zionists. Keep it moving, you Zionists.
We are Hamas!
You're Hamas, wow.
That's a good one. You're what? You're Hamas?
Yes, we're all Hamas,
hey? Long live Hamas! Fuck you!
Long live Hamas! Yeah, they're a nice group to want to be a part of. Okay, that's peaceful? That's peaceful? If, again, Trump supporters at a MAGA rally started screaming at a black guy saying, we're all the KKK. Would that be okay with you, AOC? Is that peaceful? No, you would be upset. And you should be. The point here is standards. That's not peaceful. You know what else isn't peaceful? A Jewish student at Yale getting stabbed in the eye. That's not peaceful either, is it, AOC? How would you like to be stabbed in the eye? Ilhan, Jar Jar, with your bug eyes. How would you like... Some people did something. That's what happened in Yale. Some people did something to his eye. No! Someone stabbed him in the eye. Hotair.com. Can't believe we're talking about it, but I can, because these people are absolutely insane. Hundreds of Yale University students participated in an anti-Israel demonstration on campus Friday night. Non-students participated too. Students pitched tents to make an encampment outside the Schwarzman Center, where a board of trustees meeting was being held with top university officials. There were a dozen police cruisers from the New Haven Police Department and the university as the demonstration began. Mostly the police presence was to direct traffic and make sure traffic flowed without interruption. Sorry, I mentioned it was a female. A female Jewish student has been stabbed in the eye with a Palestinian flag outside of Yale University. Sahar Tartak, a Jewish journalist, student journalist, was reporting on the protest outside the university, where she was suddenly swarmed by a several hundred strong group of pro-Palestine activists. One man covering his face with a keffiyeh. I guess that's how you pronounce that, right? Then, a keffiyeh scarf. Then lunged at the woman, stabbing her in the eye with his wooden flagpole. Okay. And there's, by the way, there's a picture of this. But remember, AOC and Ilhan Omar, they both called this peaceful. Look at that. Look at that. Is that peaceful? Is that peaceful? Does that look peaceful to you? Jewish, generational Democrat, American voters, you're voting for that. I know you don't think you're voting for that. No, I'm voting for, you know, the climate agenda. We can have that discussion. No, you are empowering that. You just saw AOC defending it. You just saw Ilhan Omar defending it. That is what you are empowering. And to anybody, maybe you're not Jewish. Maybe you're a Democrat voter. You're not Jewish. You don't care about the whole Jews thing, which is weird because they're the ones who are always, it always seems to be okay when Jews are being attacked. But anyway, if you love your country, we just talked about Yale, a Jewish student getting stabbed in the eye. Watch this scene out of Yale. American flag coming off the flagpole. You think the people were sad about it? No, of course not. It's the Death to America crowd, folks. Take a look.
Viva, viva Palestina!
That's nice. American flag comes down the flagpole. They're cheering. Viva, viva Palestina, which is, I think, Spanish. I don't think they speak Spanish over there. But, you know, over there isn't a real place. If you love your country, that is what is being enabled by the Democrat Party. That is what is being encouraged by the Democrat Party. That is what is being normalized by the Democrat Party. even the President of the United States himself. Here is Joseph Robinette Biden. His comments today, leaving that event that he was with AOC, about all the protests. Yeah, I condemn the Jewish, and watch this.
And the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians and how they're being moved.
Should the Columbia University president resign?
Right this way.
I didn't know that. I'll have to find out more about it.
Should he resign?
I also condemn the people who don't know what's going on with the Palestinians. So then you condemn your own party because they don't have an effing clue as to what's going on with the Palestinians. Now, they want to say, and remember, the United States took a very harsh stance against Israel recently because Israel bombed an aid situation out there, the World Kitchen or whatever it was, right? And yes, I agree on that front. Israel should be more careful when they're carrying out their attacks to make sure that aid workers aren't killed. No problem with that. Be more careful, be more strategic. Israel then pulled out of Rafah, and now they're going in with targeted raids to take out the remaining Hamas soldiers there and get the hostages released. Fine. But how come we don't hear about when the Palestinians kill aid workers, or when the Palestinians steal aid, or when the Palestinians are doing the things that when Israel does it, it is not okay. When the Palestinians do it, we're like, oh, well, they're just fighting out of an open air prison. You know, Israel's really mean to them, even though it was the Palestinians who decided they were going to parachute into a music festival and slaughter thousands of people. Folks, am I missing something here? Is the question. Here we go. Here's Hamas beating Gazans, by the way.
Here you go. סרטון, מיכל, look at that. שנותן סוג של אינדיקציה למה חמאס
Gaza.
עושה עם סיוע הומניטרי. אנחנו מדברים
comes
על סוף השבוע
truck.
האחרון, דרום רצועת עזה, כפי שרואים בסרטון הזה.
And there they go.
אזרח, look at the size of that thing. Wow.
Yep. Let's do another one, huh? Right there. Here comes another aid truck. Oh, Hamas would never steal aid from Palestinians. Hamas would never do that. They're all Hamas. They're all Palestinians. Israel does it, it's a bad thing. But when Hamas does things like this, it's a good thing. Okay, now, you say, those are two videos, but the Palestinians say everything's fine. No, they don't. Here it is on Breitbart. Palestinian ruling party admits Hamas steals aid and kills aid workers in Gaza. Folks, at what point are we going to keep taking the bullcrap now? At what point? The Palestinian ruling party, Fatah, the moderate ruling party of the Palestinian Authority, has admitted on live television that Hamas steals humanitarian aid and kills aid workers in the Gaza Strip. Now, Israel was sanctioned. Israel was told to pull out of Gaza. Israel was pointed at and they were on the world stage humiliated and singled out for doing what the Palestinians aren't, what Hamas is doing to the Palestinians regularly. Again, that attack that killed an aid worker, Israel should have been more careful. We're not debating that here. The point of the matter is this. Hamas has been doing this for a long time to Palestinians. A very long time. Stealing aid. Killing aid workers. They're terrorists. But remember, according to our deranged friend in New York City, they're all Hamas.
Keep it moving, you Zionists. Keep it moving.
You're what? You're Hamas?
Yes, we're all Hamas, okay?
Long live Hamas!
Long live Hamas! Long live Hamas. Who apparently is killing aid workers and stealing aid from Palestinians. I was told it was Israel that was committing genocide, but it looks like it was actually Hamas. Oh, what a shocker. What a shocker that the left lied again. The left lied again. It's not Israel that's doing the genocide. It's not Israel that's killing the aid workers. They made a mistake on that attack. I will admit that. It's Hamas that is doing it regularly. Who would have thought a bunch of barbaric, savage terrorists are actually killing aid workers and stealing things from the people who actually need it? In an incredible and rare omission, Fatah, the moderate Palestinian ruling party of the Palestinian Authority, has corroborated what Israel has been saying all along. Hamas is responsible for turmoil connected to the distribution of the humanitarian aid sent into Gaza. A Fatah TV anchor reported that throughout the war, Hamas has been committing what is essentially a triple crime. It has attacked and killed aid workers in order to control aid distribution, stolen the food and water for itself, and caused food prices to skyrocket. Oh, those nasty Jews. They are stealing all the food and they're committing genocide, except Hamas is doing it, which is what we've been telling you since October 7th. If you're a generational Jewish voter in the United States of America and you have continued to vote Democrat, I'm not shaming you. You thought you were doing the right thing. That is what you are empowering. It is time to stop it. It's time. It is not too late. Nobody, I'm not going to sit there and go, oh, yeah, you're late to the party. No, 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 no. If what you just saw throughout the latter portion of the show, the big portion right there we just got through, if what you just saw has got your stomach turning, if you're saying, how could I have done this? How could this be the party that I thought stood up for me? I really thought it was Trump supporters that were the Nazis. If that's what you're saying right now, that's okay. This is your invitation. Turn off CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NPR. Cancel your subscription to the Washington Post. Cancel your subscription to the New York Times. Don't read AP. Do not read Reuters. Get rid of USA Today. Because those are the people that are telling you the left would never do this. They're telling you that I'm the bad guy. If I was the bad guy, why did I just show you all of that? I'm on your side. I've been called all the things. Nazi, white supremacist, white nationalist, terrorist. All because I didn't like DEI. Which, by the way, is the reason why those kids are acting like that. I was there. You may have even thought I was a terrorist at one point. I'm telling you, the party that you have voted for a long time, you didn't know, that's all right. Now you do. Now you have no excuse. That's the party of terror. Ilhan Omar, AOC, Rashida, I call her Piggy Smalls, Tlaib, Ayanna Pressley, Jamal Bowman, Cori Bush, on and on and on, all the way up to Joe Biden, who is only taking this fence-sitting stance so he can win Michigan. Yeah, we'll cause you right up to those Death to America people. We'll cause you right up to those guys. My Uncle Brosie was eaten by cannibals, man. By the way, the military said that the plane was shot down at sea. It wasn't eaten by cannibals. Just, you know, just another thing he made up. That's a bizarre one, though. Could you believe if Donald Trump, you know, I had an uncle, he was beautiful, and I heard he tasted great. The cannibals, they ate him, and nobody tastes better than a Trump. I could tell you that. He was eaten by cannibals. You think if he did that, the media would let him off the hook? Of course not. This is what I'm saying. Everything you've heard about me, the people who are watching this show, all the folks you see on the screen right there, everything you've heard about us is absolutely backwards. It's your party's
propaganda campaign that has got you thinking that way. Now, how do you hurt them? You do what Robert Kraft did. The New England Patriots owner has pulled, this guy's got a lot of money. Kraft. This is Kraft as in the cheese brand. Okay? He owns the New England Patriots. Pulled his support from Columbia University. That's it. Where does it hurt the Democrats? In the wallet. Hurts them real bad in the wallet. Robert Kraft pulls his support from Columbia University amid these insane protests, says it is not an institution anymore that he can recognize. New England Patriots team owner Robert Kraft announced Monday that he was pulling his support from Columbia University over the ongoing anti-Israel protest at the Manhattan campus. Quote, "It was through the full academic scholarship Columbia gave me that I was able to attend college and get my start in life, and for that I've been tremendously grateful," Kraft said in a statement. However, the school I love so much, the one that welcomed me and provided me with so much opportunity, is no longer an institution I recognize. I am deeply saddened at the virulent hate that continues to grow on campus and throughout our country. I am no longer confident that Columbia can protect its students and staff, and I am not comfortable supporting the university until corrective action is taken. Leave them. Stop funding them. Stop donating to them. Stop supporting them. Stop voting for them. That's how you hurt them. Take away their power. What they want is power. They will do anything to get it, including reviving elements of the Third Reich. I showed you video of students who were stabbed in the eye. Pictures of students who were stabbed in the eye. I showed you pictures of students who were stabbed in the eye. I showed you videos of professors who were not allowed on campus. I showed you a video of the American flag coming down to cheers. I showed you a wild maniac woman as a part of this protest in New York City screaming at a Jewish person, "We are all Hamas," calling him a pig. I showed you video of people, Hamas protesters, pro-Palestinian protesters, whatever you want to call them, telling Jewish students to go back to Poland and to get the hell out of here. It is not at all dissimilar to what you see on your screen. Nazis not allowing the Jews to enter buildings in Germany. Same thing is happening here. That was in 1938. The same thing is happening here in 2024. It's very sad. It's very sad. I want to get to a word from our friends over at OFPFarms.com, ladies and gentlemen. OFPFarms.com, Oscar Foxtrot Papa Farms.com. Folks, OFP Farms is a family-owned and operated goat farm producing quality goat milk products for everyday use. Soaps, lotions, lip balms, all-natural pain relief, and beard products. Now, goat milk is packed naturally with essential vitamins that help to heal skin and promote regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and exposure to the elements. Every product is made with premium ingredients in small batches to maintain quality. OFP Farms is also a patriotic, America First, God-fearing company, and they create, produce, and ship directly from their farm. And right now, they are celebrating moms with an exclusive Mother's Day garden gift box. Look at this box, folks. You can get this for mom. Mother's Day is right around the corner. Check it out. It's on your screen now. The luxurious collection is a tribute to express love and appreciation crafted to bring joy and comfort to the amazing women in your life. Be sure to visit their website at ofpfarms.com and browse their selection of products. Perfect for Mother's Day and every day. And don't forget to use your promo code LFA, Lima Foxtrot Alpha, at checkout for 20% off of your purchase for a limited time only. That is OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA for 20% off. Lima Foxtrot Alpha, OFPFarms.com, promo code LFA. All right, let's get to this last story of the day. It doesn't have anything to do with this. It's kind of the common theme, though. You thought, as a Jewish American voter, your party, the people you support, would never turn against you. You were wrong. It's even happening in Los Angeles now. Take a look at this. The Los Angeles mayor, Karen Bass's home, was broken into while she was inside. The suspect, 29-year-old Los Angeles resident Ephraim Matthew Hunter, was quickly apprehended by police. By the way, this guy spent time in jail for like a while over some really, really, really violent crime. It was like a assault with a deadly weapon type crime. Well, it ain't no fun when the rabbit's got the gun, is it? Los Angeles, a Democrat-run city, they're all about, oh, we have to be nice to the criminal, social work. Where was the social worker for Karen Bass? Was there a social worker to come over and who'd she call to get rid of him? Oh, yeah, the police. You know, the ones they want to defund. You think because you empower these people that they will never come for you? Whether you're a Jewish voter or black voter or Hispanic voter, a woman, everyone their reproductive rights. You think they're not going to come for you? Do you really think you're immune to that disease? Because you're not. They don't care. They have no moral compass. You're not their friend. They're not looking at you as their friend. They're looking at you as a pawn in this larger chess game. They will sacrifice you in a minute, in a second, in a millisecond, if it means they get a millimeter closer to power. That's all I want. It's all about power. Don't give it to them. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching today. Thank you so much for sharing today, if you were able to share with some of your friends. Unfortunately, you know, we're in a tough time of day now. I want everybody to take this link, to share it out to your friends and family who are thinking about maybe voting Democrat, if they're Jewish, if they're not. This is a show that I believe could change minds, and we got to treat it that way. We got to get this one out there. Maybe this will be the first Farish Media email, that this will change the minds of everybody who is considering voting Democrat. We got to get this done. Thank you so much for watching and listening, ladies and gentlemen. I really appreciate it. I thought this was a good one. Thought we came with a lot of receipts. Appreciate all the support. Will Johnson coming up next at 6 p.m. I never wanted to do this show, but hey, you know, this not the whole show, but this particular thing about Jews being targeted like this. Will Johnson coming up next at 6 p.m. Eastern with Culture Wars, Based America with Drew Hernandez at 7, and Stone Zone with the great Roger Stone at 8 p.m. Eastern time. As President Trump says, we will never give up. We will never give in. And we will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we will just become ungovernable. Folks, if you want to win this election, share this show out to all the folks who you think we could change their minds. It's very, very important that you do that. Make sure you're subscribed to this channel, rumble.com/LFATV. Leave a like. There's 1,300 people. We should have that many. Drop a thumbs up on the show. Send it up the charts. Spread the word. It helps us more than you know. Open up your podcasting app, subscribe to our show anywhere you find it. It's called Ungoverned on any of your podcasting apps. You can search for it there. And head over to farishmedia.com, join the email list, and check out the custom messages that we have for you, your loved ones, or your business. I hope everybody has a great rest of your Monday. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we will catch you back here, same time, same place, 5 p.m. Eastern for Ungoverned tomorrow.